General weather patterns across North America are not likely to change in a big way over the next 7 days. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. A ridge of high pressure will continue to be dominating the western parts of North America, and that's going to create a lot of heat in the western parts of the country. But for the majority of the central and eastern areas, it'll be a little bit more of a mix with short-term periods of heat and then followed by some cooler weather. And the Midwest, the heart of the Midwest, is likely to see a bout of cooling that will take place after a period of warming, and that cooling is most likely to occur as we go from Monday into Wednesday of next week. And here in the northern plains and upper Midwest, we will be caught in the middle, and warming will occur as we go forward through the afternoon today and tomorrow, and we'll probably peak out on the temperatures on Saturday. And those temperatures are likely to rise from the 80s and lower 90s today to readings that are more solidly in the 90s on Saturday, but we'll turn around and see some of that cooling I mentioned before to work its way through the region as we get into early next week. Now, Sunday will still be very warm to hot, especially in southwestern North Dakota and a big part of South Dakota, where we'll see 90s rather solidly. And a few extremes over 100 will occur, but mostly west of the Missouri River. Well, the temperatures as we go into midweek next week, or at least early to midweek, will fall into the upper 70s and 80s once again, and our nighttime lows may slip back to some 50 and 60 degree readings. In the meantime, the nighttime lows are going to be no cooler than 60s across a big part of the region, and we'll expect to see a few temperatures maybe as warm as the lower 70s occurring during our hotter days coming up here in the latter part of the week and into Saturday. The temperature contrast across the region is going to help support some scattered showers and thunderstorms periodically. The outlook today, though, doesn't offer any meaningful moisture for the majority of the region throughout the day today. Now, tonight and tomorrow, we'll see a few showers and thunderstorms scattering across the region. We do not expect the precipitation to have a great deal of impact, and we'll see the coverage rather poor. The odds are good at the moment that we'll see the moisture totals running a trace to a quarter of an inch, and that's about as good as it gets. Now, as we move a little deeper into the weekend, I think that we will see a few more showers and thunderstorms possibly popping up, and a trace upwards to a half inch of moisture will be possible Friday night going into Saturday, and we'll look for some stronger storms possible on Sunday and Monday as the cooler air tries to push into the region. Those days we'll see a coverage up to close to around 65%, and the rain totals may run from 0.3 of an inch to 1.5 inches, but it is still several days away, and we'll take a closer look at it tomorrow. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.